兄姊妹们平安，非常谢谢刚才我们弟兄的介绍。
Peace to you all, and I thank the brother who has just given the introduction of myself.
这是第一次被介绍我是什么事情都做的人。
This is the first time I've been introduced as someone who served the Lord for all general purposes.
事实上，在过去这42年来。
In fact, in the past 42 years,
我最怕就是教会里面有人什么事情都他一个人做。
The thing I was afraid of the most is someone from the church who serves for the general purpose.
我们广东人叫做一脚踢的传道人。
As a Cantonese, there's a saying for a person such as that is a person with one kick.
现在我们有新的一个英文的 phrase 叫 a person with one kick 啊，就是我从来没有听过的。这里有没有广东人？一脚踢啊！我们说所有的事情一个人做完。感谢主，今天在主的面前不是一个人一脚踢，我们是大家一起成为团队来侍奉主。
But we thank the Lord that today, as in the body of Christ, there is no such a thing as one person that kicks everything, but that as a body that we serve the Lord together with different gifts.
每一次当我到一个陌生的地方
，Every time when I visit a strange place that I've never been to,
人家就会告诉我你怎么样能够到你要去的地方。
People tell me they will tell me how to get to the place that I would like to get to.
他就会给我一张地图。
And they'll give me a map.
当我拿到地图的时候
And with a map in my hand,
我要符合两个条件，这个地图对我才有用。
There are two things I must accomplish before the map is of any use to me.
第一个就要在地图上找到你要去的地方。
First, I have to look for the place that I would like to get to on the map.
你在地图上找到洛城教会，你就知道你的目的地在哪里。
So, for example, if I find the church of the REM church on the map, then I know where my destination is.
但是事实上，你单单在地图上找到教会在哪里，那地图对你还是没有用。
However, just by locating the destination, it is still useless to you.
你需要再看另外一样事情，要符合另外一个条件。
There is another thing that you must be looking for.
就是你要在地图上找到你在哪里。
You have to find on the map where you are located.
你只有找到你在哪里，才能够找到那个起点。你要找到你去哪里，才能够找到那个终点。
It's only when you find the point of origin where you are, and finding the point of destination where you will get to. This is how the map can be useful to you.
我们手上的这个圣经就是上帝给我们的一份地图。
The Bible in our hand is a map that God has given to us.
今天圣经拿在手上，对你到底有没有意义？到底有没有用处
？Today, with the Bible in your hand, is it something useful to you?
有很多人拿到圣经，把它当为至宝。
Sometimes, someone gets a Bible and they know that they have a treasure in their hand.
他们常常落在一种不是很正常的一种迷信的一种情形里面。
However, sometimes superstition takes over.
他们说用圣经来做枕头一定可以让你睡得很香甜。
They have the thinking such as if you sleep on the Bible, put it under your pillow, that will give you good rest over the night.
事实上并不是如此。
However, it doesn't work that way.
圣经有一个作用倒是真的。
There is one usefulness of the Bible that is true.
你睡不着觉的时候来看圣经，很容易让你催眠，让你睡着。
If you have insomnia and you start reading the Bible, it might just put you to sleep.
但是到底圣经真正的意义在哪里？
But really, what is the true meaning of the Bible?
我们在圣经里面可以看到神心意的目标，神心意的目的。
That in the scriptures that is given to us, we can see the desire of God's heart.
这是我们今天人生的目标。
This is also the purpose of our life.
这是今天人生的归属。
This is the home, the destination of our life.
我们在圣经里面就看到神对整个世界他救赎，他创造和救赎的目的。
It is through the Holy Scriptures we see the purpose that God has in mind through the creation of the world and also His plan of redemption.
所以今天在教会里面，我们就常常听见在讲台上，上帝借着他的仆人说明上帝的这个旨意是什么。
So it is very often when you come to church that you hear the servants of God preaching to you from the pulpit, and he's trying to tell you what's a revealed will of God.
但是你单单知道这个不够。
But just by knowing the revealed will of God, it is not enough.
圣经对你也许有客观的一个目的达到，但是主观的目的并没有达到。
Perhaps the objective purpose of the Bible has been accomplished in you, but there is still something that is not quite there yet.
那个主观的目的就是你要在圣经里面找到你我在哪里。
The subjective task is that you have to find from the scripture where you and where yourself or where I am.
所以圣经如果用地图来比喻的时候，
So if make analogy between the Bible and the map,
所以这两个条件必须要符合。
The two requirements must be met.
我们一年一度的宣教年会也是一样。
So it is the same thing. That's what we are trying to accomplish through the annual mission conference.
刚才听见有弟兄在祷告里面说，主啊，让我们在这个聚会里面举目向前观看。
Someone prayed that. Just previously, that Lord, please let us lift up our eyes to fix our eyes on you at this meeting.
举目向前观看是不够的。
Fixing the eyes forward, that is not enough.
举目向前观看，你只看到今天普世的需要。
If you just simply fix your eyes forward, you only see the needs of the world.
我们还要定睛向心查看。
But we also have to fix our eyes, look into our hearts.
今天我们在许许多多类似这样的聚会里面，
Now, there are many conferences such as the one that we have today.
我们看见许许多多的需要，
We see there are tremendous needs.
我们就缺少昨天晚上我们所唱的诗歌 He, Me, Me, 我在这里。
But what is lacking is what we sang in the hymn yesterday, He, Me, Me, which means Here I Am.
我们只看到第一步，而没有看到第二步。
We only saw the first thing, but we did not see the second requirement.
今天教会就充满许多只有知识的基督徒。
Today there are many Christians that their faith has been intellectualized.
我们有道，但是不能成为肉身。
We have the truth, but the truth has not become flesh.
我们中国人说道可道，非常道，这个不容易翻译。今天如果我们只讲道，而没有让它在信仰上、在生活上落实的话，这个道是个空的东西。
Today, if you only have the word, but the word is not manifested through our life, our flesh.
耶稣是道成肉身的主。
The Lord is word became flesh.
刚才我们弟兄祷告的时候说，我们是小基督，我们也应该是一个道成肉身的一个见证人。
We are mini Christ, we are followers of Christ. We should also have the word become flesh in us.
所以主耶稣说，要叫人在你们的身上看见好行为，就把荣耀归给你们在天上的主。
That's why the Lord says, if people see your good conducts, people glorify God in heaven.
耶稣不是说叫人家从你身上听见好道理，就把荣耀归给你们在天上的父。
He did not say, let people hear good preaching from you and give glory to the Lord.
所以今天我们在信仰上不是让人听，我们今天在信仰上要听加看，这是我昨天晚上讲的。
And this is why today our faith is for people to hear, but also for people to see. This is something I preached last night.
今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹思想一段对我个人有非常深影响的一段经文。
This morning I would like to share with you some scriptures that has really impacted my life.
特别是在18年在波士顿牧会的时候，这一段圣经成为我的侍奉的座右铭。
Especially during my 18 years serving the Lord in Boston, this scripture really became the
motto.
The motto of my preaching.
那么在那18年的时间里面，一而再，再而三，主借着玛利亚献香膏的这件事情来提醒我。
And Lord really used the story of Maria offering up her fragrance oil to remind me.
Not Maria, should be Mary.
I mean Mary, sorry.
Yeah. 那么在玛利亚的身上，我们就看见这是一个非常奇妙的一个见证。
And what we see is really a miraculous testimony that happened in the life of Mary.
耶稣在第十节告诉我们说，这是一件美事。
The Lord says in verse 10, it is a good work that she has.
NIV 是说why is that
King James.
Oh, New King James. 我没有想到我们的姊妹那么样的保守。NIV 这个上面是把它翻译成跟中文一样 a beautiful thing, 一个美事。
Okay, NIV says it's a beautiful thing.
And also Chinese Bible. Okay. 那么为什么我要强调这件事情呢？
And why is my emphasis on this matter?
因为在18年的时间里面神一直提醒我。
Because throughout the 18 years while I was in Boston, God
你在教会当然应当做对的事情。
That of course you want to do the right thing in the church.
你在教会里面当然应当说对的话。
And of course in the church you want to say the right things.
但是当我看完了这一段经文。
But after I finished reading this, this part of
scripture, 我发现主耶稣提醒我说你不只是要做对的事你也要做美的事
that I realize the Lord is reminding me that not only want to do the right thing but also the beautiful thing
你不只是要讲对的话你也要讲美的话
not only want to speak the right things but also speak the beautiful things
我以前在侍奉的时候我从来没有注意到这一个平衡性
I neverpaid attention to such a balance in my service during the, in the past.
42年前当我开始出来侍奉主的时候
42 years ago when I first answered the call and came to serve the Lord full time.
那个时候才23岁
I was only 23 then.
年轻气盛
I was young and I was bold.
那个时候很有雄心要好好的侍奉主
And I had such ambition to serve the Lord.
所以我说我要好好的讲神的话
And I said, I will speak the word of God with might.
我要在教会里面好好做对的事情。
And I will do the right things in the church.
但是后来我很痛苦地发现一件事情。
And it was to my pain that I discovered something.
我讲了很多对的话。
That I spoke many right things.
我做了很多对的事情。
And I did many right things.
但是为什么结果那样的不好呢？
But how come they didn't lead to good, right consequences?
难道我不是讲？难道我讲错了吗
？Did I say something wrong?
没有，我没有讲错，我是照着神的启示来讲。
I said nothing wrong. I was saying according to the revelation of the Lord.
结果发现教会里面竟然我做了对事以后，竟然还会血流成河。
However, there are conflicts and tension in the church even after I said the right things and did the right things.
很多人说你做了对的事情，讲了对的话，但是我受伤了。
Many people said, yes, you said the right things and you did the right things, but somehow you hurt me.
我年轻的时候我就说你活该。
And when I was young, I told them that you deserve it.
我是在讲真理。
Because I was speaking the truth.
你要听就听，不听就拉倒。
The truth hurts, so whether you take it or leave it, it's up to you.
对不起，拉倒是种，哎，我这个突然又讲出拉倒来。就你要听就听，你不要听就不要听。
It's really, take it, leave it, it's up to you.
后来慢慢慢慢当我读圣经的时候
But however, as I spend more years reading the Bible,
我看见神的心意不是我当时所想的。
I perceive that God's will, the desire of God's heart is.
因为在约翰福音第一章十四节说一句什么很重要的话。
Because in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14, it says.
他说：“道成肉身住在我们中间。”
It says the Word became flesh and dwelt among us.
下面说：“充充满满有什么呢？有恩典，有真理。”
And it says it was full, it was filled with grace and with truth.
弟兄姊妹，这是来描写耶稣基督很重要的一节圣经。
This is really a very important verse describing Christians.
No, Christ.
Oh, Christ.
那么讲到耶稣的时候，他有两样事情，他有恩典，他有真理，这是两者不可缺一的事情。
There are two things in Christ, about Christ. There is grace and there is truth. You cannot leave one without the other.
什么叫真理
？What is truth?
做对的事。
Which is doing the right thing.
什么叫恩典
？What is grace?
做美的事。
This is a beautiful thing.
今天在教会里面
，Today in today's church,
有许多人高举真理。
There are many people who lift up the truth.
强调真理。
Who emphasize the truth.
但忽略了恩典。
But they neglected.
相反的。
And on the contrary,
很多时候在教会里面强调爱。
Very often, some church they emphasize love.
忍耐。
Endurance.
包容。Love, tolerance, very good. 你们教会太好了哈，这个台上翻不上，翻不出来，台下可以翻。 所以记得哈，不是一个人做所有的事情，大家一起来做，感谢主。
Okay. It's not one kick all, that it's the whole body works together.
所以在这里我们看见高举恩典，高举 tolerance, 高举这些东西，但是常常牺牲了真理的这一个原则。
So in that case, we lift up, we emphasize love and grace and mercy, but we forget the truth.
你看重真理，忽略恩典，教会变成很冷酷。
If you emphasize on truth and you neglect mercy and grace, then the church is cruel.
你看重恩典，忽略了真理，教会变成非常非常的混乱。
Overemphasis on love and neglect truth, then there is disorder in the church.
因为完全没有这个真理的这个规范。
Because there is no boundary set by the truth.
所以这两样事情是缺一不可的。
So that's why it's a balance. We cannot have one without the other.
所以我们要做对事，我们也要做美事。
This is why we must do the right things, but also beautiful.
事实上，这不只是在教会里面。
In fact, it's not just within the church.
弟兄姊妹，我们在夫妻之间的关系、同学之间的关系、同事之间的关系，也常常是如此。
Any relationship, the relationship between men and women, husband and wife, your colleagues, your friends, it's the same principle.
很多时候我们在夫妻之间
very often between a husband and wife,
过分的讲道理而变成很冷酷
we are so reasonable that we are cruel to each other.
很多时候我刚才在讲，就是每一个人就据理力争，两个人后来就变成怎么样？鸡犬不宁。
That each party insists on their rights and their reasonableness, that at the end there are conflicts.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，圣经的原则不只是可以应用在教会，也可以应用在社会。
And this is why the principle of the biblical principles not only can be applied in the church but also in the society.
所以，做对事和做美事是不可缺的。
That's why. The good things must be accompanied by the beautiful things.
我今天没有时间再进一步的解释。
I don't have time to delve into it today.
因为约翰福音一章十四节是先讲恩典后讲真理。
Because in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 14, God mentioned first grace, then truth.
哦，我不给你们答案，这样我以后才有机会再来讲道。
I will not give you the answers today, then you will invite me back another time.
因为约翰在约翰福音先讲恩典，后讲真理。
John mentioned first grace, then truth.
但是在约翰一书，它的次序是相反的。
However, the order was reversed in the in John, first John.
他是先讲到神是光，后讲到神是爱。
It said that first God was light, and then God is love.
所以这些都里面有很重要的讲究在里面。
There is tremendous amount of truth and teaching in these details.
所以今天不在我的题目里面，所以我就不解释那一方面。
This is not under the topic I would like to cover today, therefore I will not get into the details.
主耶稣是有恩典有真理。
Lord Jesus, He is full of grace and truth.
当保罗写以弗所书的时候
In the book of Ephesians,
我们知道以弗所书是保罗十三卷书里面讲教会真理的一卷书。
We know of all 13 epistles by Paul, Ephesians is a book that talks about the church the biblical truth about of the church.
那么在那个关于教会真理的书里面，分成前三章、后三章，很清楚的分段。
There is a very clear division between the first three and the last three chapters in the book of Ephesians.
前面三章讲理论，后面三章讲应用。
The first three books was
three chapters.
I'm sorry. The first three chapters are more theoretical, and the next three chapters are more for application.
所以到了第四章、第五章、第六章的时候，就讲到很实际、很实际的事情。
So the book, the last three chapters in the book are very for very practical purposes.
在第四章、第五章非常稀奇的，保罗花了很多很多的这个心血讲道讲话。
In chapter 4 and 5, Paul he spent a lot of time talking about the art of speaking.
所以我们看见教会真理的以弗所书竟然花了很多的篇幅讲话，里面一定有道理的。
So we see the large coverage Paul gave to the skill or the art of speaking in the book of Ephesians, which is a book about the biblical truth about church. There must be some significance to it.
因为今天教会闹很多的问题，常常是因为讲话没有艺术。
Because we see that today there are much conflict and also contention within the church is often because we neglect the art of speaking.
也许我们用心没有错，但是讲出来就伤人。有的时候我们很恨的不是别人，很恨的是我自己。
Perhaps that our intentions were good. However, when it came out, it really hurt other people.
在那么多的保罗讲到说话里面，有一句话我们是很熟悉的。
Of all the things that Paul mentioned about the art of speaking, there is one sentence that was familiar to all of us.
就是以弗所书四章十五节说我们要用爱心什么说实话。
It's in chapter 4, verse 15. It says that we should speak truth in love.
Yeah, 我觉得很好，在英文翻译得非常好。Again, it's NIV. speaking the truth in love. 我们要在爱的里面来说真理。
It's well translated in NIV. That we speak the truth. We speak truth in love.
很多时候我们只知道要说真理，要说实话，要说对的话。
A lot of times we think that we must speak the truth in honesty.
但是我们没有用爱来说的时候，我们就不能够达到真正要达到的目的。
But the effect is not accomplished when we speak without love.
我今天早上的这个聚会，大家都忘了这个牧师说什么。
If you should forget everything I spoke this morning.
求主帮助我们，让我们记得一件事情，在教会，在家庭，在同工之间，在夫妻之间，让我们不只是要做对的事，说对的话，也让我们做美的事，说美的话。
I beseech you, in view of God's mercy, that we should remember among family or in church or at work, not only that you do and say the right things, but also beautiful things.
在刚才我们所读的马太福音二十六章第六节到十三节里面。
In the scripture that we just read from the book of Matthew.
第十三节是主耶稣说的一个结论。
The Lord Jesus gave a summary or conclusion in verse 13.
他在那里说，我实实在在在告诉你们，在普天之下传这福音，都要述说这女人所做的作为纪念。
He said, Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in the whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her.
我们在这里看见这一段圣经是跟普世有关系的。
We see that from the verse here, the what's mentioned here has something to do with the whole world.
他说你在所有不管任何的地方，只要传这福音，就要联想到这个女人，要把这个女人的见证提出来。
Our Lord mentioned that wherever you are in the world, when this gospel is preached, that you think of this woman.
请特别注意一件事情。
Please take notice.
第十节，耶稣说是一件美事。
Take notice that in verse 10, Jesus said it's a beautiful thing.
在十三节，耶稣就在普天下传这美事，他没有用美事，他用另外一个词来取代美事这两个字。
And in verse 13, when the Lord mentioned about the whole world, he mentioned again, however, he didn't use a word, beautiful thing. He used something else.
他不是说在普天之下传这美事，要述说这女人的所做的。
He didn't say that when you preach, that you will also tell of this beautiful thing, of what this beautiful thing that a woman did.
他用福音来取代美事。
He used Gospel to in placement of the beautiful thing.
所以换句话说，在主耶稣基督的思想里面，他把美事和福音把它画一个等号。
So we can see that in the mind of our Lord, there is equality between the beautiful thing and the gospel.
所以请问，到底什么叫美事？
So let's ask, what is really the beautiful thing?
第十节说美事，第十三节说是福音。
In verse 13, it was a beautiful thing. I mean, 10. In verse 13, it was a gospel.
那么我们就要问，那么我们今天比较熟悉的，那什么叫福音呢？
So let's ask something that's familiar to all of us. What is a gospel?
福音就是好消息。
Gospel is good news.
什么叫好消息呢？
What is good news?
什么叫 news 呢？
What is news? What's news?
英文怎么拼呢？
How do you spell news?
怎么拼？ N-E-W-S. News, right?N 是北 ，E 是东 ，W 是西 ，S 是南。你们有没有想过这个事情
？It's not too bad. Okay, news. This is we got a north, south, west, east.
Wait.
No, okay, news. North.
East.
North, east, west, and south.
Very good. News 是跟东西南北有关系的，叫 news。
News is very directional.
所以在这里就让我们想到真正的福音，我们中国人叫做放之四海皆准的真理，才是真正绝对的好消息。
So that a good news is really a news that can reach all four corners of the world.
我相信这里一定很多弟兄姊妹很气，我读英文读了一辈子，不知道 news 跟东西南北有关系。
I'm pretty sure that many of you feel frustrated that you've read news throughout your life, but you had no idea that has things to do with all the four directions.
Well, even our brother here, he said, well, no, I have learned English.
Or even our American brothers and any of you who were born here, you probably didn't think of it, huh?
Well, probably you learn Chinese too much now. Okay, 所以我们看见福音是跟东西南北有关系。
So we see that the gospel has everything to do with the four corners of the earth.
请注意哈。在保罗的神学里面
And we see that in the Pauline theology
他讲到福音的时候
When he mentioned the gospel
我们只注意到他讲的福音的一部分而没有讲到他福音的整体性
We usually pay attention only to parts of the gospel but not in its entirety
弟兄姊妹这太重要了
And however, brothers and sisters, it's very important.
今天教会里面出问题，就是因为在这个神学上没有弄清楚。
Today, when we have problems within the church, it is because we have not obtained the truth on this theology.
我们老 Bush 在竞选总统的时候
，The former President Bush, when during his election,
他很喜欢讲一句话。
He very liked to say some. There's one thing that he liked to say.
Read my lips. 我现在也要讲 read.My lips. 请注意我要讲。
Please pay attention to what I'm going to say.
我们讲到福音的时候
When we take mention of the gospel,
我们只知道得救是本乎恩，这叫福音。
We know that we are saved through grace only. This is a gospel.
我们忽略，而且忽略的很错误的是什么呢？
But what we have mistaken was
我们只知道得救是恩，我们不知道侍奉也是恩。
We didn't know that we are saved by grace, but we for, but not only that, but also we serve by grace.
请注意哈 ，save 是 grace, serve 也是 grace。今天我们只知道得救是恩典。
Today we only know that our salvation is by grace.
我们不知道我们侍奉主也是恩典。
But we often forget that we serving the Lord is also by grace.
我解释一下，大家就明白我的意思。
Let me explain to you.
没有一个人做了基督徒觉得很骄傲，说你看主啊，我给你面子，我今天做了基督徒。
Hopefully not too many people are very proud when they became a Christian. Say, look, you should be so happy, Lord Jesus, that I became a Christian today.
Not hopefully.我想应该每一个人都是这样，不是你盼望这样。我相信大所有的这些信耶稣的人都知道，我不配成为神的儿女。所以我们在做基督徒这件事情上，我们都是谦谦卑卑的。
That we all know that our salvation is unmerited. That's why we are humble Christians.
但是很奇怪，当你进到教会以后
，However, something strange when you once you enter a church，
你在教会开始有一点参与侍奉的时候。
When you begin to participate in church services,
你开始热心的时候
，when you become zealous,
你开始去做宣教的时候
，when you became a mission, may begin your missionary works.
我不知道你怎么样
，I do not know how you respond.
我知道我有很大很大的软弱
，I know there is a great weakness within me.
我就开始跟人比啊
，I like to compare myself to other people.
我就看看其他的同工。
I look at my coworkers.
那怎么搞的？你怎么不热心呢？
How come you're not so as zealous as I am?
你怎么不肯奉献呢
？How come you don't offer?
大概有这样想法和这样说话的人
，I think the people who have such thoughts
大概都是比较爱主，而且大概会奉献的人。
They are usually the people who love the Lord quite a bit and who offer quite a bit.
你有没有看到今天在教会里面奉献钱多一点，他的声音就大一点？
Do you see that today in church, perhaps someone offers more in the offering box? Usually, their voices are also a little bit louder.
因为他们觉得钱等于权
Because they think that money equals authority.
我放多少钱进教会，我就有多少权去讲我要讲的话。
How much money I offer to the church equals how much authority I have to speak in front of the church.
因为我们不知道我们今天侍奉主是因为上帝的恩典，弟兄姊妹。
That's because we forget that we serve the Lord by grace.
常常我站在台上讲道的时候。
Very often when I'm speaking from the pulpit.
后来下来的时候，很多人跑来跟你握手。
That after my preaching, many people come and shake my hands.
哦，有的用英文说 ，I enjoy your message. 我很欣赏你的信息。
That's what some people say.
那很多时候我就很生气，我的 message 不是给你 enjoy 的。
And there are times I get very mad. My message is not for your enjoyment.
后来人家就不来说 enjoy your message.
Then people stop saying enjoy your message.
他说：“哎呀，讲道讲得好。”
They said, "Oh, that was a good sound preaching."
你知道我怎么回答吗？
Do you know what's my response?
中国人怎么回答？
As a Chinese.
中国人怎么回答？会，对了，会。人家说你讲道讲得很好。
When people say you preached well,
我就告诉他说会。当我讲会的时候，我好像听到耶稣在天上大声的在叫 hear， 你懂我的意思吗？
When I say hear, it's almost I can almost hear the Lord Jesus in heaven saying hear.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们常常在侍奉里面偷缺了上帝的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, very often we rob God of His glory through our service.
所以今天教会的问题是在那些比较热心的人。
So very often the problems of church today actually arise from people who are very zealous for the Lord.
所以今天教会的问题是出在圈内人，不是边缘人。
So a lot of time the problem of the church today actually happened with the core people.
我在神的面前这些年来，我一直常常自己省察，我发现今天教会的问题是讲的人，不是听的人。
Very often, when I search my heart before the Lord, I discover that the problem with church today has to do with people who speak, not with the people who hear.
你们认识滕进辉牧师 Philip Tan， 滕进辉牧师。
Do you know Pastor Philip Tan?
他有一次讲到，我觉得很有意思，所以我也是常常在各地讲。他说中国人很有智慧，翻译得非常好。你知道中国人把 leader 这个字翻成什么呢？领袖，对不对？
Pastor Tang said he commented that Chinese do a very good job with the translation. So the way they translated the word leader, which is 领袖。
很好，什么叫领袖？你知道吗？一件衣服的两个部分。
Oh, so if you break the words apart, 领袖, it's two parts of your garment.
一个是领，一个是袖。
It's your collar and your cuff, sleeve, cuff.
这是一件衣服里面最容易脏的两个地方。
And these are two parts of the garment that gets dirty most easily.
我们中国人很有文化的，不要忘记了。
See, Chinese could be very wise.
领袖是头。
So, 领袖 means leaders.
但是领袖从这两个字就看见是一件衣服最容易脏的两个地方。
But it also are the parts of a garment that gets filthy most easily.
宗教是如此，宗教界是如此，社会上也是如此，政治界也是如此。
It is so within the political world, in the society, but also in the church.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，今天我们能够成为教会的领袖，这是上帝的恩典。
Brothers and sisters, today if we are called to be leaders of the church, it is by the grace of God.
得救是本乎恩。弟兄姊妹不够，我们要记得侍奉也是本乎恩。
Salvation is by grace, but also remember, more importantly, serving the Lord is also by grace.
十八年在波士顿教会学习牧养教会。
I ministered to the church for 18 years in Boston.
我昨天晚上讲离开的时候，弟兄姊妹难分难舍，三十几场欢送会。
When I left the church,the brothers and sisters there, they had over 30 farewell parties for me because they.
每一次参加这些欢送会的时候
，at every farewell party that I was at.
在离开家的时候，我太太就提醒我要带手帕去。
And before I left my house to the parties, my wife reminded me that I should bring the handkerchief.
因为我太太知道我是一个很感性的人，因为我太太是一个很理性的人。
That's because my wife knows that I'm very emotional, while she's very very rational.
那么每一次去参加那个这个欢送会的时候，他一定记得手帕要带，甚至有的时候叫我带两条，带两条。
So every time before I go to a party, she would say, "Remember to bring a handkerchief." And sometimes she would ask me to bring two.
但是每一次在欢送会的时候，都是他替我抢手帕，就他抢去用，不是给我用。
But every time at a party, she, the rational one, is the one who actually takes a handkerchief from me.
因为在欢送会的时候都是歌功颂德，不是吗？
Because you know, at farewell parties, it's all about praising the one who's leaving.
哎呀，李牧师、李师母，这十八年来，你们都不知道，他在我身上做了一件多么奇妙的事情，下大雪还到我家来，等等等等等等，讲了很多故事。
It's always the things are recounting how Pastor Lee and his wife all remember all the things, great things you've done for us.
啊，一个讲完，另外一个讲，另外讲完，第三个人讲，讲到最后，我说你为什么不早讲？早讲我就不去泰国了。
And the praises came one after another to the point I have to say, why didn't you tell me earlier? How did you tell me earlier? I would not maybe consider not leaving to Thailand.
我参加了三十几场，好像我自己的追思礼拜一。
And it was as if going to or 30 some funerals of mine.
当人家都这样夸奖你的时候，
when everyone is just loading praises on you,
你的回应是什么？
What is your response?
有一个弟兄去世了以后，
when brother of ours went after he passed away,
他们有追思礼拜。
They had a funeral service for him.
那么他的尸体棺木停在教会里面。
So his body was in a casket, which was in the church.
到了一个节目叫做 eulogy, 就是讲到他的生平述这个讲到他的生平。
So when his eulogy was given,
说这个人怎么样怎么样好。
When it was said how great this person was,
讲到最后说他是个模范父亲。
That he was a model father.
他是个标准丈夫。
He was a model husband.
那个寡妇坐在第一排。
And the widow was sitting at the front.
碰一碰儿子。
And she sort of, elbowed her son.
赶快看看到底是不是爸爸在里面。
And she elbowed her son and said, "Hey, go take a look. Is it really your father in the casket?"
从来没有听过说他是标准丈夫的。
She said, "I was never aware that she was a model husband."
死了以后就叫他标准丈夫了。
So he attained the title of model husband after he passed away.
我哋广东人讲话有冇搞错啊？你这到底有没有搞错啊？
So is there really a mistake in the body?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到，当大家在这里夸奖这一个死人的时候
？So it's kind of funny when everyone is heaping praises onto this dead man.
请问他有没有反应
？Let me ask you, does he have any response to these praises?
他没有反应。
No, there is no response.
因为他已经死了。
Because he's dead.
今天在教会里面。
Today in our church.
我们这些侍奉的人都太活了。
There's the servants of God has too much life.
我常常发现，主要我与基督同死，我突然发现我与基督同死还不够。
The Bible commands us that we should die with Christ, and very often I find that I'm not dead enough in our Lord.
所以很多时候在我们侍奉的里面
，So very often in our services to God,
我们实在不懂得我们今天侍奉主是上帝极大的恩典。
We lack the knowledge and we lack the truth that we serving God today is exceeding grace from God.
我在泰国有六年的时间。
I spent 6 years in Thailand.
非常想念 Boston.
I really miss my church in Boston.
我们在 DC 在 Boston， 我们一年有四季，对不对
？We have 4 seasons here in DC, Boston.
春夏秋冬 ，right？
4 seasons.
Spring.
Yeah. Okay. Spring, summer, fall, and winter.
我们在泰国只有 3 seasons.
In Thailand, we only have 3 seasons.
你们有春夏秋冬，我们在泰国三季，叫 hot, hotter, hotter 三季。
Okay. Hot, hotter, and hotter, hotter. 3 seasons.
哎呀，热得不得了。
It's really hot there.
我最高的记录一天冲凉五次。
My record high was I took 5 showers in one day.
啊，就是一直冲，一直冲，因为热的实在受不了。
And you just want to stay in water under the shower all the time.
所以非常非常想念 Boston.
So I really miss Boston.
我几乎在泰国一年365天，一热的时候都唱 Bing Crosby 唱的 "I'm Dreaming of a White Christmas."
That's his favorite song in Thailand.
那一次就想到，哎呀，他在这个 Boston 真好，冬天有下雪。
I really miss the snow in Boston.
但是哈，下雪很享受，铲雪很悲惨。
But you know, seeing the snow falling is really an enjoyment, but shoveling the snow is something.
有的时候铲雪，很多人就铲死了，因为他心脏病就发了，所以我太太不准我铲雪。
There are a lot of people that have heart attack while they're shoveling the snow. That's why my wife prohibited me from shoveling the snow.
感谢主，上帝给我两个儿子。
Thank the Lord that He gave me two sons.
那他们就去铲雪。
So they are very good at shoveling the snow.
那每一次他们铲雪的时候，我在房子里面看，心都很不忍。
Oh, you know, I really felt bad for them just watching them shoveling the snow outside and while I was inside.
哎呀，我觉得他们真可怜。他们常常铲雪的时候呢，谢谢。铲雪的时候呢，铲一分钟休息五分钟。
I really felt sorry for them. Before every minute they shovel the snow, they had to take a 5-minute break.
就有一天他铲雪十分钟，他都不停啊。But
there was one day they were shoveling snow for 10 minutes straight.
而且一直看天，希望下得更大。
And they kept on looking up. They were hoping that there would be more snow coming.
哎呀，我觉得很奇怪啊。
I thought that was really strange.
后来仔细分析，我懂了。
And after some thoughts, I understood.
铲一分钟休息五分钟是在我家的 driveway.
So when they shovel 1 minute and take 5-minute break, that was they were shoveling the driveway.
铲十分钟都不停是在他女朋友家铲。
So when they shovel snow for 10 minutes straight, they were shoveling the snow in their girlfriend's houses.
哎，你们都在笑哈。
你们在笑什么？
今天我们在教会里面不也是这样吗？
Why are you laughing? Isn't it the same thing with our church?
他们都在铲雪。
That everyone's shoveling the snow.
为什么这里铲得那么痛苦？ 为什么这里铲得那么开心？
Why is there some people who are, well, why is that one is shoveling so painfully and the other one is shoveling with such joy?
那你在聚会的，你也在管这个音响，他也在管音响，为什么你越管越生气，他越管越喜乐呢？
So why is that you are taking care of the AV system and so is he, but you are getting more frustrated and while he's doing it more joyfully.
你都是在这个敬拜团，你为什么这个拉琴拉得很开心，为什么我吹箫就吹得那么痛苦呢？
You're on the worship team. Why is that you're playing the violin so joyfully, and while the other flute player is a little bit downcasted? Because when my son was shoveling snow in our driveway, he's just performing a duty.
他在女朋友家铲雪是享权利。
While he's shoveling for his girlfriend's house, it's a privilege.
Enjoying the privilege.
He's enjoying a privilege.
弟兄姊妹都在做同样一件事情。
It is the same act.
但是为什么会有不同的结果呢？
But why is that they have different effects?
因为我们的心态不一样。
Because the heart with which we do it is different.
这个在美国有个很出名的一个 musical 叫这个 Fiddler on the Roof, 屋顶上的提琴手。
So there is a very famous Broadway show. It's a Fiddler's.
他们两个人结婚了20几年以后，突然这个丈夫不知道为什么就问他太太一个问题。
After 20 years of marriage, all of a sudden one day the husband asked the wife,
"Do you love me?" 你爱不爱我呢？
Do you love me?
然后那太太说， "Do I love you?" 你说怎么你问我说爱不爱你呢？
The wife say, "Do I love you? Why are you asking me?"
然后他就一连串就讲了很多句。你看我这25年跟你生了几个女儿，这20年跟你洗了多少衣服，这20几年跟你煮了多少餐饭，你今天突然问我， "Do I love you?"
And the wife said, "Look, how for 20 years I born children for you, I cooked meals for you, I did your laundry, and you're asking me now that do I love you?"
然后这个男的又问他。 他讲了那么多生了女儿又怎么样做，然后他还是问， "Do you love me?" 他还是问他这个问题。
However, after the wife gave a list of what she's done for the husband still came back with the same question, "Do you love me?"
所以可见生很多的女儿，可见煮了很多的菜，可见洗了很多的衣服，有两种可能，一个是爱，一个不一定是爱。
So we see two possibilities at the end. Despite after you have the whole long list of what you've done, is that perhaps there is love and perhaps there is no love.
请问你今天在教会里面，你的侍奉是什么样的侍奉？
Let me ask you, what is the nature of your service at church?
你是尽义务呢，还是享权利？
Are you performing a duty or are you enjoying your privilege?
享权利的侍奉就是知道侍奉是恩典。
to serve with a privileged heart is to serve by grace.
我觉得今天很多基督徒不懂得这个道理。
I think this truth has gone amiss among many Christians today.
我们不讲别的，单单讲金钱的奉献。
Let's set everything aside. Let's just talking about monetary offering.
你奉献的多，没有什么可夸耀的。
There is nothing to be boasted if you offer more.
但是我们一定要了解奉献的意义在哪里。
But we really have to understand first the significance of offering.
有人问我，十一奉献是 before tax or after tax?
Sometimes people ask me, should I do my tithing before or after tax?
弟兄姊妹，我不给你这个答案。
I have no answer for you.
你如果要 before tax, 你就 before tax, 你要 after tax, 就 after tax, 不在乎 before after, 是在乎 within, 是在乎你里面的心是什么。
It doesn't matter if it's before or after tax. What matters is your heart.
你如果是这样斤斤计较奉献，不如不要奉献，因为你根本不知道奉献的意义是什么。
If you have to be so calculating in your offering, then might as well just don't offering because you don't understand why you're offering.
如果我们是一个清楚蒙恩的人，
If we are very clear, we have very clear understanding on God's grace.
我深深地相信今天教会不会缺粮，今天宣教不会缺钱。
It's my conviction that if we have a clear understanding on grace, the church today will not lack any money, the mission work will not lack any money.
这都是今天许多人在信仰上，我们没有好好的在神的话上好好去整理一些很基本的这样的一些道理。
This is because many of us have failed to grasp a very fundamental truth in the Bible.
什么叫美事？
What is a beautiful thing?
一个正确侍奉的态度就是美事。
A right attitude in your service to God, that is a beautiful thing.
请我们看马太福音二十六章。
Let's go to the book of Matthew, chapter 26.
请注意，我现在不晓得这个 New King James 怎么翻译哈。不过，在第十节，请大家特别注意中文圣经。耶稣看出他们的意思，就是说，为什么难为这女人呢？他请注意下面两个字。在我身上做的是一件美事，在我，在 NIV 是翻译成 to me， OK，
King James for me，
to me。 然后第十一节他说，因为常有穷人和你们同在，只是你们不常。中文圣经有两个字叫有我， have me， OK， 第一个是 to me， 第二是 have me， 第一个是在我，第二是有我。第三请看第十二节，十二节他说，他将这香膏浇在我身上是什么？为我安葬所做的。所以请注意啊，第十节、第十一节、第十二节有三个我们不注意、没有注意到的三个 phrases， 三个短句，一个叫做在我，一个叫做有我，一个叫做为我。
There are three phrases in verses 10, 11, and 12. First, Jesus said, the beautiful work is done to me. And then in verse 11, it is have me. And in verse 12, it is for me.
什么叫做在我有我为我呢？
What is to me, have me, and for me?
美事就是与耶稣有关的事就是美事。
So we learn that anything that has to do with Jesus Christ is a beautiful thing.
在我是讲到侍奉的目标。
To me, this is a target of our service.
有我是讲到侍奉的内容。
Have me is the content of our service.
为我是讲到侍奉的动机。
For me is a motivation of our purpose.
所以在这三节的圣经里面。
So in these three verses.
在我、有我、为我、to me, have me, for me, 这三个很短的，常常我们读圣经没有注意到的，提醒我们什么叫做 beautiful thing, 美事。
So really, in these three verses, we have a good reminder of what is a beautiful thing.
我没有时间多在这边跟大家分享这三点。
I don't have much time to really delve into these three points.
但是我特别要强调的就是一个有我太重要。
But I really want to make an emphasis on have me.
今天我们来这里敬拜主。
Today we come here to worship our Lord.
我常常问我自己。
I often ask myself.
主在我们中间吗？
Is God with us? Is God among us?
Do we have Jesus here? 我们有耶稣在这里吗？
Do we have Jesus here?
我过去这一年，神给我学习一个功课。
In the past year, God has been teaching me a lesson.
不要忘记，我传道42年。
Remember that I've been a preacher for 42 years.
但是这一年，我竟然学一个非常基本的功课，我过去41年都搞错的东西。
But in the past year, I learned a very basic lesson, which I've been neglecting for the past 41 years.
我发现我有一个祷告，祷告的很有问题。
I realize there's some problem with this one particular prayer that I have.
这个祷告大家也常常会犯的毛病。
I think this is a prayer that many of you often pray.
主啊，求你与我们同在。
Lord, please be with us.
弟兄姊妹，我觉得这个祷告是让主耶稣听了最尴尬的一个祷告。
I think this is a prayer that is not pleasing to the Lord.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他已经答应要与我们同在。
Because it's his promise that he abides with us.
我就与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
He says, "I'll be with you until the end of ages."
那是马太福音最后一章最后一句话。
This is the last verse in the last chapter of the book of Matthew.
但是在第一章，他说你要跟他取名叫以马内利，以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。
But in chapter 1 of that book, he says the child will be named Emmanuel, which means God with us.
我这一年我不再用这样的一句话来祷告，说主啊与我同在。
So in the past year, I stopped saying in my prayer, "God be with us."
如果今天早上要为陈瑞陈大哥祷告。
If I should pray for our brother Chen Rui,
我一定是这样祷告，我说主啊，我不求你与他同在。
It will be my prayer that the Lord, I will not ask you to be with our brother Chen Rui.
我求你让他感受到你的同在。
Rather, I will pray, Lord, let he experience your presence with him.
主啊，我求你让他享受你的同在。
Let him enjoy your presence with him.
主啊，我求你让他有一天回到国内的时候去见证你的同在。
That Lord, when he returns to China, let him witness your presence with him.
当他站起来传讲信息的时候，让他能够传讲你的同在。
That when he's up there to preach your word, may he preach your presence with him.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个很小的事情。
This might be a very minor change.
四十几年我都从来没有好好注意到，也没有人教导提醒过我。
For 40 years, I never thought much about it, and no one taught me about it.
很多时候我发现，我们这样祷告，让听祷告的主觉得很尴尬。
But I really believe that when we pray like that, it's a displeasure to our Lord.
当然，我们的主知道我们的意用心，知道我们祷告的意义。
Of course, our Lord knows what we meant.
但是我们太这样祷告的时候，就忘记了那个感受、那个享受、那个见证、那个传扬。
But what we forget when we pray, fail to pray the right way, is that we forget to enjoy, to abide, and to enjoy, to preach, and to witness such a presence.
因为神的同在是我们信仰的结果。
Because having God's presence with you is a consequence of our faith.
因为神的同在也是我们侍奉的开始。
And the having God's presence with us is also the beginning of our service.
你敬拜的时候有没有耶稣在我们中间
？When you're worshiping, is Christ with us?
你在宣教的时候有没有耶稣在你们中间
？When you're preaching the gospel, is Christ with you?
今天我们在许许多多封闭的国家，我们要很看重这个 pre-evangelism 福音预工。
That's why there is an emphasis on pre-evangelism.
但是求主帮助这些做 pre-evangelism 的一些同工，不要忘记福音本工，就是耶稣基督。
But may the Lord remind those who are undertaking the pre-evangelism that
福音就是我们今天这个。哦，对不起，我没有听你翻译。这个福音就是我们今天传福音的这个真正的内容。
Oh, that the gospel is a content of.
OK， 这样我来解释好了。
Okay.
我们可以去开医院，为了传福音。
OK, let me explain that we can build hospital as part of our evangelism.
我们可以去办学校。
We can build schools.
我们可以去办农场。
We can open the farms.
这些都是今天许许多多人需要，但是不要忘记。常有穷人与你们同在，常有医院与你们同在，常有学校与你们同在。到底你们常不常有我？这个是很重要的事情。
These are all the things that have tremendous needs. However, that will answer tremendous needs out there. However, remember the poor you always have, the hospital you always have, the church, the school you always have. But is the Lord with you?
美事是一个正确侍奉的态度。
The beautiful thing is having the right attitude in your service.
美事是与主有关的侍奉。
A beautiful thing is a service that has something to that has to do with our Lord Jesus.
还有十分钟。
There are 10 more minutes.
因为他告诉我可以到12点10分，是不是？
Yes.
好，还有十分钟。 我们看第七节。
Let's take a look at verse 7.
然后请大家回答我一个问题。
And then I'll ask you to answer a question of mine.
那个香膏值多少钱？
How much does that fragrant oil cost?
多少钱？ 有人说32两银。
30.
我说请看第七节。 然后我问你这个香膏多少钱？ 你说30两。
Take a look at verse 7.
第七节有这样说吗？
Did verse 7 mention the price of the oil?
没有。 马可福音讲这件事情有提到。
In the book of Matthew, it mentioned the price.
马太这里怎么讲？
But what did Matthew say?
他没有讲30两。
Matthew didn't say it was 30 denarii.
我们说奇怪，马太他的职业是什么？
And it's interesting, let's see what's the occupation of Matthew.
他是一个 tax collector. 什么叫 tax collector, 你知道吗？
What is a tax collector?
他就很看重数字的。
That he's very good with numbers.
以前有个大力士。
There's
一个wrestler. Yeah. 他常常表演在人的面前把那个橘子用力一挤。 他可以把橘子里面所有的橘子水都挤干。
That he used to demonstrate his strength by squeezing on this orange.
然后他就向大家提出挑战。
Then he would set forth a challenge.
什么人在他挤干的橘子里面还可以再举出几滴橘子水有赏？
That he would give a word to anyone who can squeeze even another drop of orange juice out of the orange which he has squeezed.
没有人敢出来。
No one dared.
突然有一个观众里面有一个很瘦很小很干的一个人跑出来。
So all of a sudden, come from the audience seat someone who's really tiny.
就他在很多人面前，他一挤挤出三滴，咚咚咚三滴。
And there he squeezed orange, and 3 drops came out.
那大力士吓一跳，我从来走遍大江南北，从来没有碰到这样，竟然是一个瘦瘦的，一挤挤出三滴来。
The weightlifter was astounded because he said never in the past someone has done this.
他就问他，他说：“先生，你是做什么的？”
So he asked him. He said, "Mister, what do you do?"
他说 ：“I am a tax collector."
And the screeny guy said, "Yes, I am a tax collector."
因为他们是会计较这些一分钱一毛钱，他都会记得的。
Because tax collectors are money counters, penny counters.
但是这里没有讲。
But here. Matthew didn't mention the price.
他说是极贵的香膏，弟兄姊妹。
It just says a costly oil.
什么叫30两？
What is 30 denarii?
是 price， 是价钱。
It's a price.
什么叫极贵？
What is costly?
那叫价值。
It's value.
弟兄姊妹，我们要分别 value 跟 price， value 跟 cost 是不一样。
Let's make a distinction between value and price.
今年是我跟我太太结婚42年。
Today is a 30.
No, not today. This year.
Okay.
这个很危险。如果 today 的话，我太太不在。
This year, I've been married to my wife and I will be married for 42 years.
在结婚25年的时候。
But in our 25th anniversary.
就是17年前。
Which was about 17 years ago.
突然心里面觉得很亏欠太太。
And I really felt that I had I have not I felt sorry towards my wife.
因为从来没有好好送一个礼物给她。
Because I never gave her I've never given her anything nice.
迎婚，我一定要送一个礼物给她。
So it's our silver anniversary. I really want to get her something.
所以我就决定要买一个礼物，因为25年都没有买过礼物，所以不会买礼物。
So I really want to get her something special, but since I haven't given her anything in the past 25 years, I'm not very good at choosing.
想到我的老二。
So I thought of my second child.
因为我这个老二，他最享受的东西就是花钱。
Because the greatest enjoyment for my second child is spending money.
他更大的享受就是花别人的钱。
And her greater joy is to spend other people's money.
后来我就告诉他，我说 Chris， 吃完饭，我带你去 mall， 我要买一个礼物给妈妈。
So I told her that, Chris, after dinner, let's go to the mall because I want to get something for your mom.
所以我们在吃晚饭的时候,
so during dinner,
我的儿子就跟我眉来眼去的。
So my son kept on making faces at me.
走了。
Let's go.
那妈妈说你们干什么？
So mom, the mom's like, where are you guys going?
我说 no, 没有，我要跟爸爸 man to man talk， 我们要去好好讲。后来我们就出去了。
So we left the house.
到了那个 mall 的门口。
In front of the mall.
他终于我知道，迟早他要问我这个问题。
I knew that sooner or later he's going to ask me this question.
爸爸 ，what is the budget？ 要花多少钱？要花多少钱？我硬着头皮跟他讲。
So I had to tell him.
我用台湾话说，这八块了，100块。
$100。
你知道我儿子看着我说什么
？Do you know what my son said to me？
他说：“爸
，Daddy，
25年才值100块啊。
25 years only $100。”
中国人说姜是什么？他是我儿子，我什么都教，但是要留几招不教他。后来我就问他一个问题。
So I had to come back for him though. So I asked him.
我说 Chris， 那我要问。你觉得25年应该值多少钱
？So Chris, what is the price you set on 25 years?
17年，他到现在还没有回答我问题。
For 17 years, he has not yet answered my question.
因为他不会回答。
Because he does not have an answer.
因为100块是价钱。
Because $100 is a price.
25年是价值。
25 years is value.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
美事是一个付代价的一个侍奉。
A beautiful thing is a costly.
宣教是一个要付代价的事情。
Preaching the gospel is something that you had to pay a price for.
我们在斤斤计较价钱呢，还是我们想到主爱的价值？
So are we counting the pennies, thinking about the price, or are we contemplating the value of our Lord?
以前有个小孩子
There used to be a little child.
他说他看见耶稣
He said he saw a vision of Christ.
他就问他说你是耶稣吗
So he asked the apparition, are you Christ?
耶稣说是的我是耶稣
Jesus said yes I am Jesus.
那这个小孩就很可爱就问他说耶稣那你是耶稣的话你爱我吗
So the kid asked innocently,Lord Jesus, if you're really Jesus, do you love me?
耶稣说当然我爱你。
Jesus, of course I love you.
他说耶稣那你爱我有多少呢
So then the kid asked, how much do you love me, Lord Jesus?
这是儿童主日学的故事。
This is a story from the kids Sunday school.
主耶稣伸出手来说。
The Lord Jesus opened up his arms.
他说我爱你有那么多。
He said, this is how much I love you.
这是什么图画十字架的图画。
And this is a portrayal of the cross.
求主用他自己的爱来感动我们。
May the Lord compel our hearts with His love.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，求你从今天开始。
Lord Jesus, we ask that starting from today,
让我们不只是做对事，也让我们做美事。
That not only we'll do the right things, but also we'll do the beautiful things.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
We pray this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you, Lily.
Thank you.